It is my pleasure to welcome you to Ronald Myers Jr.'s Ministering Angel podcast. Whether you're a new or returning listener, I pray that you will discover this podcast to be an invaluable tool in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. If you want to realize your full potential and triumph over adversity, Ronald is a divine messenger who has been sent to you. Listening to this podcast will give you the confidence, wisdom, and fortitude to succeed no matter what life throws at you. I pray that what you hear will bring you blessings, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen. Welcome to an atmosphere for deliverance of the soul and spirit. Here's Ronald.
Renewing of the mind. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 10:2. What does renewing of the mind mean in the Bible? Simply stated, renewing your mind according to Romans 12:2 means interpreting life through the lens of God's Word and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, rather than through the lens of your experience, woundedness, trauma, preferences, or the opinions of others. Many of us live our lives from the latter perspective described above. Often, we allow life to determine how we function day to day. This is not how God designed it to be for us. We were designed to live above our circumstances. We were created to have the enemy be under our feet. Many know this but don't exemplify it. In today's podcast, we will discuss the renewing of your mind. We will tell you what it is, what it means, and practical steps in how to accomplish this. Pay attention. This is not for the faint of heart. It will take commitment and dedication for this to work. You will also need the Spirit of God to assist you in this matter. I have often come across Christians that have many areas in their life that they continually struggle with. Many have spent years facing the same things repeatedly. Why is this? Is it God's way for us to stay stuck in the same place for years? I don't believe so. So why then is this happening to many Christians? It's because they have not renewed their minds. Many Christians believe in Jesus, but then remain unaware or uninformed about what to do next. One of them may lead you to Jesus, but often they believe their job is done. Too often, I've seen where there is very little to go follow up. There is no guidance given to the new believer in what to do next. We need to do better. Unless you have been blessed with an immediate fervor like I was, what can a new believer do? I've seen various starting points given to new believers and where they should start reading the Bible. Even that can be confusing. What about what version to read? Everyone cannot understand the King James Version. These things are just a few areas in which a believer can immediately struggle, which then can lead to discouragement and a lack of pursuit of God. Changing one's mind is difficult for most. Change is uncomfortable for people. We love our comfort zones. We tend to resist and push back whenever our comfort zones are disrupted. But change can be a good thing. When we embrace change through the lenses of God's eyes, it becomes a good thing. I grew up in poverty. Do you believe that's the life I desired? No. Adopting God's mindset put me in the position to know that I am to live abundantly. If I had not embraced change, I would still be in the poverty mindset. This is only one example of what renewing your mind can look like. Before you can do this, understand who you are in Christ. You should do nothing blindly. Knowledge is key in navigating life. So the question is, who are you in Christ? Let's go to the Bible to answer this question. Romans 15:7, you are accepted. John 15:16, God chooses you. Galatians 4:7, you are free. 1 John 1:9, you receive forgiveness. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new person. John 1:12, you are a child of God. God made you in his image, as stated in Genesis 1:27. 1 Corinthians 3:23, you belong to Jesus. Romans 6:4, Jesus offers you a new life. Philippians 3:20, you are a citizen of heaven. 1 Peter 1:5, God protects you. 1 Corinthians 12:27, you are part of something important. Romans 8:38, 39, God loves you no matter what. Zephaniah 3:17, God is with you. Psalm 139, 13, 16, You are God's special creation. Isaiah 43:4, you are precious to God. Galatians 3:13, God rescues you. Jeremiah 29:11, God has a plan for your life. 1 John 5:14-15, God listens to you. Philippians 4:13, God gives you strength. Romans 8:17, you are an heir of God. Ephesians 2:19, you are part of God's family. Romans 10:13 states that you are saved. 1 Corinthians 6:19, the Holy Spirit lives in you. Psalm 23:1-3, God is taking care of you. John 15:11, Jesus gives you genuine joy. Ephesians 1:3, God has blessed you. Galatians 2:20, Jesus gave himself for you. Psalm 139:1, God understands you. Exodus 19:5, God treasures you. Colossians 2:10, you are complete in Christ. Wow, isn't that awesome? You probably didn't realize all of them. I know you didn't. Now you know. Now that you have a deeper understanding of who you are, you now want to adopt yourself into every one of these truths. Your truth is now this. This is who you are. This is where the work begins. Truth is a key to being free. Hosea 4:6 states it in this manner. You perish for lack of knowledge. Without truth, you cannot walk in it. You now have it. Now is where you walk in this new truth. This is where change takes place. If you allow it to, if you desire to, I frequently witness Christians being given the truth and then rejecting it. This is what Hosea is speaking about. The second part of that verse is, because you have rejected knowledge. I have seen this far too often. To the point I used to become frustrated with people for rejecting the truth. Many want answers but won't or refuse to change. I no longer let these things bother me. Many reject truth for various reasons. Often there's pride, stubbornness, or ego involved. Sometimes they reject the messenger. Regardless of the reason, it's a hindrance in renewing your mind. I have seen too many Christians stuck, receive the truth in their situation, and be okay staying stuck. This is what the Bible refers to as foolishness. If you are one who will embrace change, I applaud you. This is where your life will go in a new direction. Knowing who you are leads you to the truth. The truth leads you into living by that truth. Living by the truth leads you to the transformation of your mind, which then leads you to intimacy with God and ultimately into the premises that come with it. It sounds simple. I assure you it isn't. As you adopt the mindset change, there will always be pushback. You will need to prepare yourself to fight for these changes. Opposition is real. Tests are real. As you embrace this new mindset, you will have to defend every bit of territory you gain in your mind. Remember, before you knew Christ, you belonged to the enemy. He will not let you go easily. You will need to watch your thoughts. Your friends and family will become tools for them to use against you. People you don't know will come against you, all to regain the territory he lost. But meditate on this, he that is in you is greater. That's the secret weapon. That's no secret. This is anther truth that you build on. I have spent my entire life battling, knowingly and unknowingly. I know what I'm speaking about. I have tried to help family and friends in this regard, only for them to reject the truth or reject the messenger. This is unwise behavior. I am not one who desires to suffer. Why you would want to continue to suffer when you have received the truth is foolish. But I've seen it done repeatedly. It's almost like we'd rather complain about our problems rather than fix them. I'm not just talking about worldly people either. The Christians were worse. Many would quote Bible verses but still walk in lies. It may say it again, it's foolishness. There are many scriptures that speak about enduring and persevering for a time. I'm here to tell you they're true. If you followed my story, then you know I had it pretty badly. My mindset was horrible in every way. The only thing I had was a sensitive want to love people and care for people in the way I knew best. It wasn't God's way though, so it didn't work. Once I adopted the mindset of Christ, I transformed into a new individual. From the inside out, even the people who think they know me can see that I'm different. though they want to continue to treat me like my previous version of myself, they see I won't allow that because of who I am now. They don't like it because they can't get away with the things and ways they used to do. This is part of the renewing process. Don't be bothered by this. It's a good thing. You will eliminate those people and things that are not good for you. Initially, it's for your benefit. Suffering brings joy. That's if you have the correct mindset. In conclusion, I'll leave you with this. Some people think that to be strong is to never feel pain. In reality, the strongest people are the ones who feel it, understand it, and accept it. Here's one more. Your strength grows out of your weaknesses. I love you all, and I know this will help you with what you may be facing. Embrace who you are. You won't be disappointed.
I appreciate you hearing what I have to say. I am certain that you will discover this knowledge useful in handling your current circumstance. Lord, let their eyes see, as it is declared in 2 Kings 6:17. In Hosea 4-6, my people are being demolished because of their lack of knowledge of me. Receive this as truth and in love by the Spirit of God. Stay encouraged. Where there is great love, there is always miracles. Your prophet is here for you.